Know the top stories of the day. Understand the issues that matter. This is Manila Bulletin News on Web. Your quick rundown of top news in the country and around the world. Manila Bulletin, celebrating 120 years of timely stories and timeless truths. Be fully informed.
Hi, I'm Barbie Atienza. This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
Typhoon Fabian, with an international name Infa, has further intensified while moving westward slowly this morning, July 21, according to the Philippine Atmospheric Geophysical and Astronomical Services Administration, or PAGASA. Fabian and a severe tropical storm with an international name Sempaka are continuously enhancing the southwest monsoon, or habagat. Sempaka was estimated at 1,065 kilometers west-northwest of extreme northern Luzon, or outside the Philippine area of responsibility, on Wednesday morning. In the next 24 hours, light to moderate monsoon rains, which may become heavy during thunderstorms, will prevail over Metro Manila and some parts of Luzon. Meanwhile, the rest of the country will experience partly cloudy to cloudy conditions with rain showers or thunderstorms. PAGASA warned against possible flash floods or rain-induced landslides during heavy or prolonged rainfall, particularly in areas that are highly susceptible to these hazards. Fabian will likely move westward until Thursday evening, July 22, and west-northwestward by Friday morning, July 23. It will then begin to turn northwest by Friday evening. Furthermore, PAGASA said that Fabian may further intensify and reach its peak intensity of 165 kilometers per hour on Thursday. 11 local government units in the country were tagged as high risk for coronavirus disease by the independent research group OCTA on Wednesday, July 21. The high-risk areas are Davao City, Cebu City, Iloilo City, Bacolod City, Makati City, Cagayan de Oro City, General Santos City, Baguio City, Taguig City, Lawag City, and the municipality of Mariveles in Bataan. OCTA also noted a significant increase in new daily COVID-19 cases in Manila, Makati City, Baguio, Lawag during the July 14 to 20 period. Moreover, infection rates remain very high in Lawag City, Lapu-Lapu City, and Cebu City. Meanwhile, OCTA said intensive care unit or ICU utilization remains very high in Iloilo City, Taguig City, and Davao City. Based on its latest assessment, OCTA noted that the Philippines remains under moderate risk for COVID-19. The Department of Labor and Employment is tightening its belt in its efforts to extend the tenure of its hired contact tracers amid the current threat posed by the highly contagious Delta variant of the COVID-19. DOLE Secretary Silvestre Bello III recently bared that they would be extending the tenure of some 5,700 contact tracers for a maximum of 2 months at a cost of 200 million pesos to the agency. The contact tracers were hired in late April under DOLE's Tulong Panghanap Buhay sa Ating Disadvantage Displaced Workers or TUPAD program. Bello said the Metro Manila mayors, through Metropolitan Manila Development Authority Chairman Benhar Abalos, requested from DOLE over the weekend that the original 3-month tenure of the contact tracers be extended for another 3 months. The salary for each contact tracer is 16,000 pesos a month. DOLE had previously allocated 296 million pesos for the salaries of the workers for the previous 3 months.
Malacañang said the government's COVID-19 pandemic task force will soon meet to discuss the suggestion of local chief executives to suspend its policy that allowed kids aged 5 and up to leave their homes. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque made the statement after the mayors of Metro Manila agreed to appeal to the Interagency Task Force for the Management of Emerging Infectious Diseases to suspend the said policy due to the surge in cases and the threat of the Delta variant. In his press briefing this afternoon, Roque said the IATF will meet on Thursday to discuss discussed the matter, saying it was difficult to neglect the suggestions of local government units. Early this month, the IATF allowed kids at least the age of 5 to leave their homes and go to specific outdoor sites in areas under Modified General Community Quarantine and GCQ. Despite the report of local transmission of the dreaded Delta strain, Roque said on Wednesday that the IATF will continue to rely on data if it were to tighten restrictions because controlling the spread of COVID-19 was as important as looking out for the welfare of the people. Meanwhile, Roque said that if ever there would be a need for stricter quarantine classifications, their implementation would either be granular or localized.
Here is a roundup of news in and around Metro Manila. Let's watch this report.
Manila broke the national record it previously set for the highest single-day vaccination on Tuesday, July 20. Mayor Francisco Isko Moreno de Magoso said the city was able to administer 44,077 vaccines yesterday, which is 1,066 more than its July 5 record. Out of the 44,077 vaccines deployed, 19,911 were for the first dose and 24,166 were for the second dose. On July 19, the number of vaccines deployed in the city also hit the 1 million mark. Quezon City Mayor Joy Belmonte has approved an ordinance to fully implement the QC Pass contact tracing application in all business establishments in the city. The ordinance, which was introduced by Councilor Franz Pumarin, requires establishments to prepare their QR codes for the full implementation of the contact tracing app on or before August 15. Business establishments that fail to comply will be penalized. For the first offense, imposes a 3,000 pesos fine and suspension of franchise or business permit until the violation has been rectified. A 5,000 peso fine and suspension of franchise or business permit with the issuance of a temporary closure order will be meted for the second offense. And the business permit or franchise will be revoked and a closure order will be issued on top of 5,000 peso fine for the third offense.
And now let's take a look at the latest news in other parts of the country. Here are the details.
Tourists who wish to travel to Oriental Mindoro won't need an RT-PCR test as a requirement so long as they are fully vaccinated. The new travel policy is part of Executive Order No. 30 issued last July 19 by Oriental Mindoro Governor Bonds A. Dolor. The vaccinated travelers will still undergo health screening procedure at the port of Calapan or in any other 5 ports of entry of the province. An individual who is planning to go to Mindoro is advised to create an account in SPass.ph using his or her mobile number and fill up all the needed information in the registration form. Authorities in Zamboanga City are tracking down 3 persons who arrived in Zamboanga City together with a COVID-positive individual from Indonesia. The person who tested positive was identified as a crew member of an international barge whose route includes Indonesia, a country with a high number of cases of the Delta variant. The COVID-positive individual was said to have boarded the fish carrier truck in Cagayan de Oro after presenting a pending RT-PCR test result. The results later showed that he was COVID-positive and tests are ongoing to see if he was infected with the Delta variant. Meanwhile, 3 other passengers boarded the same truck when it passed by Barangay Vitali, the first barangay of Zamboanga in the east. The Zamboanga local government is asking the 3 travelers to turn themselves in and have themselves tested as they may be COVID positive. The military in Maguindanao said residents of a conflict-affected village in the province have denounced the Bangsamoro Islamic Freedom Fighters and the path of violent extremism bred by the terror group. The people of Barangay Pagatin Datu Salibo have withdrawn any support to the violent extremists through simple ceremonies held at the 6th Infantry Battalion headquarters on Tuesday. The signing of a fatwa, a local edict that states they will denounce and no longer support all forms of violent extremism, followed the event. The activity was a result of the Community Support Program Preventing and Countering Violent Extremism conducted by the government that aims to clear the barangay from the influence of the BIFF and other violent extremist groups.
Now for the updates from around the world, here is that report.
Indonesia and Iran were suffering alarming surges in coronavirus cases Tuesday as governments raced to vaccinate populations in a bid to outpace the highly contagious Delta variant wreaking havoc across the globe. Indonesia has seen its caseload spin out of control, overtaking India and Brazil as global coronavirus hotspot and hitting a new daily record of more than 1,300 deaths on Monday. Authorities have banned large crowds, including at traditional events during the Muslim Eid al-Adha festival, and urged the public not to gather for acts of religious worship. Much of Southeast Asia is currently reeling under the coronavirus surge as the Delta variant wreaks havoc on nations struggling with vaccine rollout capabilities. Iran, which has suffered the deadliest outbreak in the Middle East, has been gripped by what authorities warned would be a fifth wave driven by Delta. The European Medicines Agency said Tuesday it had started a rolling review of France's Sanofi coronavirus drug, which could lead to authorization for use in the European Union. The Sanofi drug, developed by British firm GSK, joined four others on the EMA's review lists, including Russia's Sputnik V and China's Sinovac. Unlike mRNA vaccines, which need to be stored at ultra-cold temperatures, the Sanofi drug can be kept closer to room temperature, potentially helping the rollout. The drug would require two doses, like most other vaccines on the market. Earth's wealthiest man, Jeff Bezos, spent a few minutes outside the planet's atmosphere Tuesday on Blue Origin's first crewed space mission, a breakthrough moment for the space tourism sector that, after years of delays, is now poised for liftoff. The flawless 10-minute hop from a West Texas base to beyond the Kármán line, the internationally recognized boundary marking the start of space, and back again to the surface for a gentle dessert landing, minted for a new astronauts, including the oldest and youngest ever. Bezos said afterwards that, like those who had gone before him, he was amazed and awestruck by the Earth and its beauty, but also its fragility.
Here now are the latest news in show business. Let's watch this.
The Miss Universe organization announced that the 2021 Miss Universe competition will be held in Israel in December. This is the second time in recent years that the pageant will be staged during the holidays. The last time the Miss Universe competition was held in December was in 2012. This is also the first time that the Miss Universe pageant would be held twice in 1 year. Steve Harvey will return as a host of the Miss Universe pageant. But it seems that some fans are not happy with the announcement. On the Miss Universe's Instagram page, fans expressed their dismay over the hosting of Israel due to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Many posted the hashtag #FreePalestine as a sign of protest. Some fans also questioned why they are supporting Israel that killed many innocent Palestinian people. The city of Eilat in Israel was chosen by the Miss Universe organization to host the 2021 edition of the pageant.
Now for the latest from Manila Bulletin Sports section. Let's watch this.
Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 50 points in an astounding all-around performance, and the Milwaukee Bucks captured their first NBA title since 1971 by defeating the Phoenix Suns 105-98. The Bucks won the best of seven NBA Finals by 4-2, becoming only the fifth team to claim the crown after dropping the first two games. Antetokounmpo, only the seventh player in finals history with a 50-point game, added 14 rebounds and 5 block shots as the Bucks end their 50-year title drought.
In today's Tech Talk, the Manila Bulletin's Tech Lab team found a device that can help you when you are fidgeting. Let's check it out.
They say that using a fidget toy can help you stay focused and calm while also staying put. With the stress brought about by the pandemic, the Manila Bulletin Tech Lab decided to feature today in Tech Talk a simple device that works as your fidget toy and a car air freshener. This is the Fidget Moray, a palm-sized device that can help you relieve stress that can cause fidgeting. It also doubles as a car air freshener. The box comes with its own fragrance that you can insert behind its propeller. In front is an image that gets animated when you turn the propeller behind it when you are fidgeting. It can also get animated when you clip it in your car's aircon vents. This dual-purpose device may be considered as low-tech, but for people who go through so much stress, most especially during this pandemic, a fidget toy can help you relieve stress, refocus your thoughts, and gives you a fragrant smell. And that is Tech Talk for this week. Join us again next week for more tech updates. Be fully informed.
A simple device, yet very helpful when you're fidgeting. And those are the news on web today, July 21, 2021. For more news and details, get your copy of the Manila Bulletin newspaper tomorrow, or you can log on to www.mb.com.ph, or you may also subscribe to our newsletter through the link on this video's caption to have the day's latest news delivered to your inbox. I am Barbie Atienza for Manila Bulletin. Join us again tomorrow. This has been MB Now. Be fully informed.